Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When you thought I was winning the game, you came and snuffed out the flame. You thought you'd finish me off, but you just made me strong.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Acoustic or electric? It's a pretty fundamental decision that a guitarist has to make before composing or scheduling a performance or even just noodling around while watching TV. On his new album, the English-born guitarist and songwriter Richard Thompson has it both ways, playing acoustic and electric guitars, spinning his epic story songs, soloing like mad, all while backed by a crack Nashville band. But the album is just called Electric. Richard, we're going to get to the bottom of this, but let's hear a song from that album in a live performance on acoustic guitar. Here is Richard Thompson with a song called Good Things Happen to Bad People.
That's when I really started thinking. You must have been running around. You must have been running around, 'cause you were smiling. Your friends say you're antsy for something fancy. Like a caged bird, it's broken free. You want to fly high, a mess on me. Well, I know you've got a secret or two. Yes, in a brand new do, and you're so happy. Good things happen to bad people. Happen to bad people, but only for a while. You cried the day I walked you down the aisle, and I know you've been bad from the way you smile.
That is Richard Thompson live in the Soundcheck studio. Good Things Happen to Bad People. You'll find a version on his new album, Electric. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
The version on the record is electric.
It is electric, yes. I'm just faking it here on acoustic.
And it sports one of your signature kind of stinging guitar solos.
So they tell me.
But there are acoustic songs, several of them, on the new record.
Yeah, there are. The title is deliberately misleading.
Yeah. So now that's kind of... The record was made in Nashville, and although that song may not have the classic Nashville sound, it certainly has a classic Nashville theme. You know, the woman who's done me wrong, running around with other people.
Yeah, but how old is that stuff?
I mean,
country music goes back to the Appalachians. Appalachian music goes back to Scots-Irish stuff, and there's all those songs back there. So
you still hear echoes of those British Isles roots in modern country music?
Absolutely, yes, very much so. I mean, melodically, it's totally Scottish as far as I can hear. You know, it really is.
And
thematically as well.
And you had Stuart Duncan, the violinist, on your record.
Fantastic player. Gosh, he's such a great player.
And a guy who can do that kind of...
Well, I said to him, you know, there was one track, and I said, you know, can you make it sound like a Scottish reel? And he just sort of did it. You know, okay, fine, great.
Right. So the decision to make this, we've been talking about Nashville a lot on the show recent weeks. Yeah, I mean, the city's having a moment. Have you recorded there before?
It's the first time I've recorded there. I hadn't been there much but before making this record. I was quite impressed. It's really changed a lot in the last 25 years. I used to go and it just seemed sort of cheesy and tacky. You know, it was sort of the worst of sort of country and western, you know, tackiness. But now it's a really nice town. A lot of musicians live there of a different generation, and it's getting some restaurants,
right?
Some facilities, and I love the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is in a new building, and it's just extraordinary.
There's the TV show Nashville,
which we all relate to quite closely.
So you were there, but not for very long. This record was made pretty much on the fly. It sounds like.
We were intending it to take longer, so we could all get paid a bit more. But it was, it was a very efficient process. So we recorded at Buddy's house.
That's Buddy Miller.
Buddy Miller's house.
The producer, guitarist.
Thank you, yes. Things went so well, we just ripped through stuff. I mean, we weren't expecting that.
So you went in with your trio, with Michael Jerome, the drummer, and Taras Pradanyuk, the bass player.
Correct, yes.
Was the intention to just like kind of do a almost a live to tape kind of thing, or?
Well, that's what we always do anyway. I mean, that's not really different. But we just got through the process quicker. Maybe because it's a more relaxed environment. You know, you're in somebody's house. There's no red light going on to make you nervous. You know, you're just sitting around, and suddenly, you know, you've recorded something without really thinking about it.
Let's hear a little bit of the results. This is the opening track from Richard Thompson's record Electric. It's called Stony Ground.
Got a battle last week. Fell for the widow from across the street. She clipped him in the ear and she told him what's what. But he couldn't keep his mind off her honey pot or sell a young man with his teeth all gone. Poking his nose where it don't belong. She's a rose, all right, but she's got thorns. You're walking on stone. Like confetti, left and right, he threw them all around. But everything was landing on stony ground. A silly old man with his teeth all gone, poking his nose where it don't belong. She's a rose, alright, but she's got
a little bit of Stony Ground. That's the opening track from Richard Thompson's new album Electric. So that does give us a little bit of the flavor of the Electric Band. Richard is here solo with us. That, you know, some of the imagery in that song almost has, well, maybe this is deliberate, kind of echoes of the parable of, you know, sowing the seed on the stony ground. Was that deliberate?
Yeah, I think so. It's good to talk to people in a language they understand, and I think that the kind of the old biblical language is actually quite resonates with people. I like that song because it's a song about old people. You know, it's about old people still feeling
their oats,
lusty. You know, so sort of, you know, rather than trying to rock and roll trying to pretend it's eternally youthful, you know, just don't actually sort of grow old with it.
You know? Now, what do you think, though, when you see, you know, people like the Stones and, you know...
Well, that's an example of, in a sense, you know, I mean, you know, Jagger's incredibly fit for a guy who's 70, you know. Is he 70? I think he's 70.
He's pushing 70 if he's...
Pushing 70, yeah. Okay. But I, you know, I'd rather write songs that are a bit more, you know, age appropriate. You might say.
Now, in June of 2011, you were awarded an OBE, an officer of the Order of the British Empire. Now, what is that? You're not Sir Richard Thompson, right?
No. It's a couple of levels below that. You know, there are various awards. These awards that go back hundreds of years,
right.
Including like a knighthood. You know, where you are a sir.
Right.
There's a CBE, OBE, MBE. There's other ones. You know,
KBE.
KBE, exactly. Yeah. Where that is the knighthood. The KBE.
That's
yeah. Yeah. So I'm sort of in the middle there somewhere.
All right.
But that was very nice. Nice to get that. Fantastic.
And is it like becoming a freeman of the City of London, where now you can drive your sheep across London Bridge or something like that?
I can't see any immediate benefit, really. It doesn't even help, you know. You can't drop that one if you're trying to get a good table at the restaurant, you know.
Uh-huh.
No.
And it won't get you out of a speeding ticket or anything like that.
No way. Absolutely no way.
Perhaps more to the point, you also got an award from the Americana Association, a Lifetime Achievement Songwriting Award.
Yeah, that was
you,
good.
The Brit.
Yeah.
From the Americana Association.
I know. Did they realize I was a foreigner? I'm not sure they did.
Well, but maybe it goes back to what you were saying before about how, you know, what we call Americana, so much of that music is rooted in the English and Scottish murder ballads and broadsheets and folk songs and Irish fiddling and all that kind of stuff.
There's all that. But I think also, you know, Americana wants to see itself as being basically about roots music, wherever it comes from. You know, Booker T got an award, which is fantastic. So it's not just about country. You know, Americana is a bit broader than that. And the fact that I got one means it's more about just being inside America. It also refers to some of the roots of American music as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of yourself still as a roots musician?
I really do. I really do. I think that's important to me.
Yeah. We're speaking with Richard Thompson and hearing him play some songs acoustic for us from his album Electric. Richard is performing here in New York on March 27th at The Beacon with Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. That'll be
quite a show.
Yeah, it'll be quite the event.
Yeah.
You want to play Saving the Good Stuff for You
I will.
For us?
Thank
this
you.
Is Richard Thompson live on Soundcheck.
Seen trouble from every direction. My old head is peppered with gray. I could never resist life's temptations, which just seem to fall in my way. I've had wives and I cheated them badly, and maybe a lover or two. All the time, oh, I didn't know it, I was saving the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you, darling, saving the good stuff for you. There was some part of me in you, darling, to save the good stuff for you. And I even thought on occasion it was love that was making me blue, or some kind of love, well, I call it love, maybe fatal attraction will do. But I got it all out of my system, now my heart it is tested and true. All the time, oh, I didn't know it, I was saving the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you, darling, saving the good stuff for you. There was some part of me in you, darling, to save the good stuff for you. Thank you. And I'm glad that you never did know me when I was out of control. I was hollow right there in the middle. Some people got sucked in the hole, but I cut myself loose from the old ways. Now you're all that I'm clinging to. All the time, oh, I didn't know it, I was saving the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you, darling, saving the good stuff for you. There was some part of me in you, darling, to save the good stuff for you. I was saving the good stuff for you.
Richard Thompson, once again performing live on Soundcheck. Saving the Good Stuff for You comes from his new album, Electric. That's a solo acoustic performance here on Soundcheck today. You recorded that in Nashville, so that's a Tennessee waltz.
Well, it's similar. It wasn't for the accent.
Yeah.
I keep thinking
it's not the Tennessee waltz, but it is a waltz that you recorded in Nashville.
In Tennessee, that's true. I keep thinking that I could get one of those big hats and claim I was Hank Thompson's great nephew or something, and start a whole new career, probably far more profitably.
In addition to the new album that's out, we've also been sampling your website, where you have this Song-O-Matic thing, the searchable database.
Yeah. That's very clever, isn't it?
And the Song-O-Matic on your website, if you enter the word bird, you get 27 hits.
Holy
just for
cow.
Bird. That's without going, to gulls and bitterns and, specific birds. 27 songs with birds in the lyrics or in the song title. So
there's turn, 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 of course.
Now, are you a birder?
Actually, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But,
is there much birding to do in L.A., where you now live?
Oh, tons. Absolutely tons.
Really?
Oh, yes. Very good. Lots of migrants coming through, especially this time of year. I'm missing them all. Too bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Here in New York is also a big major flyway.
Sorry, I've heard it's really good up here, yes.
Have you done any birding here?
A little further north, if you go upstate a little bit, I think it's really good birding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. So how did you get into that?
Being on the road, you're sitting in the back of a bus or something, and you're thinking, well, I could just take heroin, or I could take an interest in what's around me. I could get into architecture or wildlife or botany.
Uh-huh.
So I began to take an interest, because I travel for a living.
Right.
But
did you at least try the heroin before you decided to go with plan B?
I just fed it to the birds.
Okay.
If you take an interest in your surroundings, then there's this amazing world, passing you by, and, you get to these great places, you get a day off, you can hike up into the hills, and just have a wonderful nature experience.
So for the touring musician, basically what you see of a city is airport, concert hall, hotel room, airport.
Very true, but sometimes there's a couple of hours where you can escape and get out there. And there are days off. There are days off.
Richard Thompson with us on Soundcheck. Now, the next song you're going to do for us is called The Snow Goose. So,
speaking of birds...
except it's not really about birding or even geese, is it?
No, it's about it's one of those cheap metaphors again. for a woman, an elusive woman. Snow geese are probably more common down here than they are in Europe. So I was thinking of this, fairly rare thing.
But then there's isn't it Hans Christian Andersen, the snow goose?
That's true. Yeah,
pretty well known tale.
He's further north too, but for me it's an exotic bird.
Let's hear the song in an acoustic solo performance by Richard Thompson.
Northern winds will cut you. Northern girls will gut you. Leave you cold and empty. like a fish on the slab. Oh, she is like a snow goose, pale and rare and footloose, with the joys that tempt me soon turn and kick and stab. In the dream I'm running down a street of molasses. In the dream my feet gain no ground. I must take some measure to pursue my treasure, guided by confusion, my compass through the storm. But if I call her sister, I manfully resist her, believe my own illusion. Well, passion's warm. In the dream I'm running down a street of molasses. In the dream I feel gain no ground. If I call her lover, will I soon discover that her eye is taken by some fawning friend? Then my glass would shatter and my mind would scatter, being so mistaken, or the world must end. In the dream I'm running down a street of molasses. In the dream I forget no dream I'm calling, but there's never an answer. In the dream my voice makes no sound. Northern winds will cut you, northern girls will gut you, leave you cold and empty like a fish on the slab.
The Snow Goose. That's a song from Richard Thompson, live here on Soundcheck, solo and acoustic. The album is called Electric, although even on the album, this is one of the acoustic numbers.
That's true.
With Alison Krauss.
Alison Krauss sings a harmony on that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Beautiful
she's
stuff.
She's so wonderful. Yeah.
So The Snow Goose is the name of that song. It seems like, from what you were saying before you played that song, that you no longer consider yourself a northerner. I mean, you're talking about, you know, people being from further
north and it's further south. I'm from the temperate zones, actually, what's called temperate. If you've ever been to Britain, you'd know that that's bit of a joke because of the weather's atrocious. Yeah. But it's supposed to be the temperate zone. Yeah.
But you've been living in L.A. now for a long time.
Well, I do that as well. That's true, yes. Yeah. Well, that's cheating. Of course.
And so you've, oddly, for a Brit, become a rabid hockey fan, apparently.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, I got taken to a game about 20, 25 years ago, and I just thought it was great. It's so fast and skillful, you know, and sometimes violent, but we don't talk about that too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a great game, and I've become a real fan.
So were you one of the people sort of anxiously waiting for the delayed season to finally get going?
It was very frustrating. I was going to spearhead a fan strike, you know, for 2014. I thought that would have been appropriate, you know, punishment for these people. It just, why these people can't agree on things, you know.
And I got to say, it's not like they're the NFL or Major League Baseball, where they're scrambling to stay in the conversation.
You know, in Los Angeles, which is basically a fairly new hockey market,
right.
And they just won the Stanley Cup. Here's all this impetus, you know, to really build the market,
right.
and suddenly you've got no season. That just seems insane. You know?
Right. But you are a Kings fan.
I'm a Kings fan.
So it was a good year for you last year.
It was a good year. I went to all the home games for the final, and I was there for the big one. So
all right.
It's fantastic.
Richard Thompson here with us in our New York studio. On March 27th, he'll be at the Beacon Theater with Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. The new album's called Electric. It is out now. And Richard, it's been a while since you were last on the show. Thank you so much for dropping by and playing for us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Oh, says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride.